Hi, this is Christina Anna Volson at OvercomingSexualAbuse.com, and this is Truth Talks. Today on Truth Talks, we're discussing getting to the truth, the role of truth in our recovery process. And I have with me my good friend, Darlene Wimette from Emerging from Broken. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, Christina.
And Darlene, I just love your tagline, exposing truth one snapshot at a time. And that's the way I look at the process of recovery, that any kind of abuse or neglect, any maltreatment, distorts the truth. And that the process of recovery, of healing, is to restore the truth.
Yeah, that's exactly how I see it. I actually accidentally find a blog post without really thinking about it with that line one day, just exposing truth one snapshot at a time. Because I see my blog post as these little tiny ways of getting people to relate to where the fog was and how the fog lifted so that they could see the truth. And it just kind of stuck. I don't post it on every post, but it's when it's appropriate to sign that way, I do.
But that's really seemed to be your philosophy, and I think that's why we really connected like we have, because that's the way I've approached my healing, that the abuse has so distorted the image that I had of myself, that I saw myself as a seductress, as a victim, as a tough girl, and that wasn't the true Christina. That wasn't me at all. And so my goal in healing, the thing that I'm always looking towards, is the real me.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And in my case, having dissociative identity disorder, I had different personalities that would conform to whoever you wanted me to be.
Yeah.
So if that was a tough girl, that I could be that. If that was innocent, like a child, I could be that. And my purpose for being all those different personalities was all about survival.
Yeah.
It was just about, if I believed falsely that if I could be who you wanted me to be, then you wouldn't hurt me. And that was probably one of the first truths that I had to realize, was that being who other people wanted me to be did not keep me safe.
So can we talk a little bit about how we discover the lies in the first place? Because the lies that we believe are our truth. We don't know that they're lies. They're true to us.
That is such a good point. One of the things that I did that helped a lot was I took one incident and what I believed because of it. A really impactful post I wrote on my blog one time was about a teacher who, when I was in grade 5, who picked on me. She picked on me so much that I got physically sick and had to go to the doctor, and I developed asthma. Like, even though I had all the symptoms of asthma, some things didn't quite click. And I was getting so sick I could be home for a whole week at a time from school. So when I told my parents I was being picked on, they told me, you know, respect your elders and that kind of stuff. That didn't do me any good. But I think that I just, in my head, I thought, well, they're not going to help me, so I have to figure this out on my own. They don't believe me or whatever. The doctor, finally, he asked me to come into his, he told my parents he wanted to speak to me alone. I remember him sitting on the corner of his desk and just chatting with me, and then I remember him standing up, going around, sitting down at his in his chair across from me, and I don't remember exactly what I told him, but I remember him calling my parents back into the room and saying, it's her teacher. Her teacher's abusing her emotionally. She's picking on her, and I want her out of that classroom. Well, my parents fought. Like, they're like, oh, no, I don't think we can do that, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he just told them, you know, if you don't, I'm going to phone a lawyer. And he made them deal with it, or else he was going to take it into his own hands and deal with it. And, see, that's how I started to realize that the truth was the teacher was wrong. I wasn't wrong. The teacher was wrong, and my parents were wrong for not listening to me and believing me and not taking care of me. That incident for me was a really good incident for me to pick apart and look at the truth. And there was 4 or 5 truths about my life in there, and about how I was being devalued, and about how I was being seen by the adults in my life, the teacher, both my parents, and the doctor. He didn't care about the consequences. Like, he wasn't afraid of being bullied. He didn't care if he had to go to the law. He was willing to stick up for his patient, this child. And he was saying, no more. And if you're not going to take care of her as her parents, I will. So it was a good example for me also So for me to also follow in my own life for myself, so I became, you know, the person who was going to be responsible for me to grow up and mature and stand up to the bullies in my life. You know, I became my own advocate, and I believe that that's the only way we really get to the real truth. Like, the thing is that I had to look at that situation like, okay, I had just accepted she hated me because I was not an attractive child, right? I was some kind of a child that made this adult hate me. Was I really doing something as a child that was so irritating to the teacher that she should threaten to cut my hair off and give me zeros on my test? You know, she was humiliating me in front of the whole class. Was that really right? No, the truth is it wasn't really right. I wasn't the one who was wrong. I mean, that's like, again, one tiny little snapshot of a life. And if that was the only thing that ever happened to me, it still would have been a big deal in the way I saw myself. Whether I was important or not, whether I was lovable or not, whether I was worthy of love and protection or not. Now, I grew up believing I wasn't worthy of love or protection, that it was the defect was in me, and that had to be, I had to turn that around. And, you know, our abusers are not going to do that for us. We have to do that for ourselves if we're going to recover.
The way that I uncover the lies is that I recognize something that's happening in my life right now. Sometimes it's that I seem to be overreacting to something, that whatever the current situation is, it seems that either I reacted in a way that the situation didn't call for, or I feel more deeply about something than it seems like I should. And so that tells me that I'm not just responding to the current situation, but I'm responding to something in my past. So I look at what happened, what does this remind me of, when did I feel rejected like this, when did I feel betrayed or misunderstood, and I will look at commonalities in the feelings rather than in the pattern of the experience. And then when I examine the situation, the original event, I ask myself, so what are the messages I believed about that? What did this tell me about myself, about my value, about who I am, about how I should be treated? Because that's where the pain is coming from. The pain is coming from those lies that I believed. Abusers may tell us that we're trash or we're only good for sex. That's damaging enough, but the way that they treated us informed us about our value, about ourselves, about who we were and what we were worth. And we need to make sure that we uncover the lies in both of those, the overt and the covert messages.
Which brings us right back down to the maltreatment misinforms us.
Right. It's our image of ourself that we need to rebuild, and that will protect us from further abuse, and it will restore our full identity so we can live our full life that we were meant to live.
Exactly. Yeah, who were we actually meant to be? And when we're abused and devalued and hurt and not listened to and neglected and all of those things, the true self, it doesn't grow, it doesn't form, it doesn't emerge.
So we've been talking about the power of truth in our recovery process. I hope that's helped you. Darlene, thanks for joining me. I had a really great time talking with you, and I think we brought out some real truth.
I love talking to you, too. I always learn something every time we talk.
This has been Christina Nevolson at Overcoming Sexual Abuse with Darlene We Met from Emerging from Broken with Truth Talks. Thanks for joining us.